From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Back again, another weekend in February. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. Brought to you in part, of course, by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral out of Osseo, Michigan, makers of the Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. And, man, tell you what, I didn't get my deer last year, but I've been watching very closely. We had an awesome 10-point come in, an awesome big wide six, and we've been watching all kinds of great deer with our Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Not only as an attractant, but of course, as the supplement for antler growth has been doing great. Want to thank our friends at Darton Archery for joining us this year. Also, HHA Sports, makers of the best single pin archery sights in the industry. Absolutely no question. And we've got a bunch of other people on board as well. Scentlock on board. Our friends at Tricky Ricky Lures out of Midland, Michigan. One of the cool things, which I'm getting ready to use, I'll have a full report next week because I'll be hitting the ice with the Tricky Ricky Lures this weekend. But while we're talking about ice fishing here, I've got my buddy Chaz Thompson with me. MIIceGuys.com is his website, and you can pick that up on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. Chaz, welcome, sir. It's been a while since we've talked to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you
on,
man.
How are you
doing? I'm doing good, but not as good as I could be. I should have done a lot more fishing by now, but because of the show and a lot of other things, has not happened. But you've been doing a lot of ice fishing, and it's gotten you places this year. You and a bunch of other of our friends are joining the USA Ice Team this year. Tell me how that all happened.
Well, every year in February or March, they hold tryouts over in Wisconsin. And the tryouts are actually coming up on, I believe, the 26th, 27th, and 28th of February this year. And it's really an open tryout. A lot of the advertising for it's done out on the national circuit, the NAIFC. But we go over and we compete, and they take the top guys from that and invite them. They want to participate to become members of USA Ice Team and go fish in the name of the USA in the World Championships.
I'm really
honored to be on the team this year.
Yeah, that is a big honor. I've actually had the pleasure. What's really funny is in Lansing, Michigan, just about six blocks from where I used to live, one of our friends was a world champion here not too long ago.
Oh, Dave Young, yeah.
Well, Dave Young, I mean, I'm talking about Bodecker, Mike Bodecker.
Oh, Bodecker, yeah. He was on the team too, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the world championship beautiful, beautiful crystal trophy. Yep. And you know what? You didn't realize how many guys from Lansing, Michigan, my hometown, were that involved and that big in the ice fishing industry.
It's huge. The guys out there, it was a lot of guys around Lansing, and now it's Grand Rapids' turn.
It is Grand Rapids' turn because you, Chaz Thompson, of course, Chad Schaub, Steph Sisler is
and Anthony Sisler. Rodriguez.
Yeah, all Grand Rapids guys, Grand Rapids area guys, that are heading to the championship now.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool time. And in fact, we've got so many Grand Rapids guys, and then our other Michigan competitor, Myron Gilbert from down in Brooklyn. I think he's going to be joining us here towards the end of the month when we're going to have a Grand Rapids practice, a Michigan practice. Rather than driving to Wisconsin, since a lot of the teams in Michigan, we're going to hold our own little practice. And we're going up there in Chad's stomping grounds up in Detroufin. And we got a little lake. We're going to invite some of the MI Ice Guys listeners to jump out there with us and give us a little competition as we practice for the Worlds.
Now, Chad Schaub is a good friend of both of ours. I've had the opportunity to fish with Chad several times and talk to him a bunch of times. He did pretty good a couple of years ago. In the world tournament, what did he take third?
He took an individual third. They have team competition, and then they have individual competitions as well. And, yeah, he brought home an individual bronze medal for his miraculous performance of kind of pulling the team out of the gutter when things didn't go exactly as planned.
Now, you guys are getting ready to head over to Kuopio, Finland. Yep. Dude, that's a trip. And how do you get all your ice fishing gear to Finland?
Well, one of the things about World is you don't take that much stuff because they don't let you use electronics. They don't let you use power augers. There's a lot of things you can't use. This is real old school stuff. And we use palm rods. So palm rods, you don't fit in any pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be traveling with the team, but there's several of us that are taking extra bags to get our suits and, you know, our big Mickey Mouse boots and things like that over there.
Now, with these palm rods, speaking with Chaz Thompson here on Wild Michigan, our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Chaz, these palm rods, somebody posted one on one of the Shanty Secrets ice fishing Facebook page the other day. And everybody's like, well, what's that? And, you know, why would somebody think it's not legal? I mean, it was a palm rod. I've seen these firsthand. And this is what a lot of the Europeans use. Describe that to our listeners, if you could, please.
Well, it's only 9 or 10 inches long. And it's a very small, delicate rod for catching typically very small, very sensitive bite fish. The guys have kind of taken a new twist on it and started utilizing them for some of the bigger fish, just when the bite is so super sensitive. But these rods, really, the reel is only for line storage. It's not for reeling the fish up. You hand line with these things.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the world, it's illegal to lay a rod down. You have to have either hold of the rod or the line at all times and be in control of it. And so the technique, they kind of look like a windmill. They're hand lining up, and then Chad does a miraculous job of it. He just underhand tosses the rod straight out in front of him to keep the line straight and from being tangled up. And then he retrieves the fish, takes the fish off, and then hand feeds that line back down the hole, dragging it back to him. And they use a form of a spring bobber on the end. And there's guys like, I know Bodecker, he's famous for his X-ray film spring bobbers, where he's taking an X-Acto knife and cutting a spring bobber out of X-ray film.
Oh,
a lot of the other guys, you know, us old nerds, we've got a lot of 3.5-inch floppies around. We're taking the media out of the sleeve and cutting that for the spring bobber. So these are really super sensitive rods. And being so short, you can really, really control it. So you're hunched right over the hole. It looks like you're praying for fish.
That's amazing. When you're using film, you know, I guess, granted, it's a bit more rigid, but still, I can't imagine that holding up to a whole lot.
Well, you know, a lot of the competition fishing is done where there's very small fish. You know, it's easy to put a big wad of bait down there and get a big fish.
Mm-hmm.
But to get these super sensitive, really lightweight fish that barely, you know, most equipment, you're never even going to notice they're there. That's where the real skill is in the world-class fishing. And the Europeans with these rods, you know, that's what they fish for a lot. And, you know, they eat a lot more of the fish than we do.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of take the smelt approach to it, you know, clip, strip, and go. We fillet them out, skin them out, because we have larger fish.
Right.
But learning this European style has just been absolutely, you know, breathtakingly interesting to me.
Speak with Chaz Thompson here. The USA ice team is what we're talking about. Chaz is going to be representing the United States over in Finland, and we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. Chaz, hang on, please. His website is miiceguys.com. You can pick up his podcast there, and there's going to be a link on our media partners page that you can go right to that from wildmichiganradio.com. Also, make sure you check out our friends at Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, also Darton Archery, and HHA Sports, our three primary sponsors here on Wild Michigan. We're going to come right back with Chaz Thompson. Maybe talk a little bit about Schmoe's beer also. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, Back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Lots of new things on the website. You can actually, you can purchase, if you would like, our new Wild Michigan Sons of Archery t-shirts by our friends at the Job Shop Incorporated in Lansing. American-made shirts printed in Michigan, and they are awesome. You can see them on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Speaking right now with Chaz Thompson, miiceguys.com is Chaz's website. He does an ice fishing podcast. I'm sure, Chaz, that there's a little bit of talk about a beer on there as well, since you are very heavily involved with Schmoe's Brewery.
Yeah, I'm the beer engineer at Schmoe's Brewery, and it supported us a lot of luxury of, you know, my hours are fairly flexible, so I can go fishing. And it's actually going to be a new twist for us. We're going to do some experimentation with food here at the brewery. Normally we don't have food, but with the trip to the world, it's kind of expensive, so we're going to do a fundraiser here at the brewery every Friday in February and every Friday in March to hold a fish fry to get some proceeds to help defray some of those costs of traveling to Finland. And one of the things the chef and I decided to do is that we're going to actually change the beer in the beer batter every week.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And just try and make it a little bit interesting for the beer geeks out there and the foodies and all the people that want to support us as we go to Finland.
You know, it's really funny how we try not to label each other as human beings, but yet we welcome those labels with beer geeks and foodies.
Well, there's certain ones that are a badge of honor.
Right, absolutely.
That, you know, beer has taken off to be such a great thing in our state. It's kind of taken over from a lot of the other attractions for tourism when you're not in the great outdoors. And it also fits with the great outdoors because it's great to enjoy one of those products if you're out camping or fishing or doing any of the other great sports that we do in the state.
Now, what's really what people don't realize about beer and what makes it great with a batter is, I mean, it gives this really light, airy texture to the batter, not to mention the flavors that are in some of the craft beers.
Oh, yeah, and some of those beers that actually, you know, maybe have some residual yeasts left in them, that's going to be just kind of like, you know, leavening bread. It's going to pop it up, and a little bit of fermentation is going to keep going in there, opening that batter up really great, and the carbonation that's left in it's going to explode out while it's in the fryer, and you get a nice, airy, crisp finish on those fish.
Speaking with Chaz Thompson here from miiceguys.com, they are getting ready to head over to Finland to compete with the USA Ice Team in the World Ice Fishing Championships. And I'm looking at your website for the wifc.miiceguys.com, and I see this girl on there, this Kelly Gotch. What is up with Kelly on there?
Well, Kelly is our media person for the team. She does videos and still photography to document our adventure. You know, we're going to be 7 hours off of Lansing time zone.
Sure.
So, you know, you guys aren't going to be able to watch or stay in tune with us and all those kinds of things. So Kelly's going to be recording that. And we have a lot of great sponsors out there like Fravel and AquaView, Shark and HT that provide us with some money and equipment. I mean, if you go to the site there, you see all of us wearing either Fravel or HT suits.
Yes.
And we're really thankful to our sponsors that kick in, but, you know, we still got to raise a little money.
No, I agree completely. And Kelly's a good friend of ours. I'm just picking on Kelly. Long time with Michigan Out of Doors. And has been doing a lot of things in the outdoor television. I see all you guys. I see Chad on there, you and Steph, and Myron on that picture as well. That looks like Myron.
Yeah, right next to me is Myron.
Excellent, excellent. And again, you know, if you want to help get these guys to Finland to represent the United States, you can go to miiceguys.com. There's a link on our website. What are some of the things you are looking for as far as sponsorships are concerned, besides cash?
Well, right now, the cash is going to be the very first one. But I'm also looking, I've got some talks going with some optics companies that, you know, we got to wear sunglasses when you're out there. And also binoculars are a big thing in it because we actually only have five guys fishing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guys, they act as tacticians. They're watching the other teams, and they have to remain outside of the fishing zone. So I've got some requests out to a couple of binocular companies that are producing products here in the U.S., and I kind of threw it out there. Hey, we'd love to use your products when we're going over there to compete.
Sure.
So we've got some fun stuff going. Hopefully some of that will come to fruition before we travel over to Finland. We're leaving on the 21st of March. We're going to fly out, and we leave out of O'Hare and go to Franken. Yeah, we go on to Germany, and then then we go into Helsinki, and then we take a train from Helsinki to Kuopio.
That'll be awesome. Chaz in Germany. Perish
the
thought.
It's just a layover, but I'm going to drink my fill.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're going to find a beer or two. Matt, might I suggest, although they are not a current sponsor, they have been a sponsor of ours in the past, Wiley X Sunglasses, American-made quality product. Awesome stuff, man. I still use them today. I got like five pair of these things. Absolutely love them. And as I watched the movie American Sniper last night with my girlfriend, Sarah Marie, they were very heavily involved. I mean, they are very heavily involved with our military and produce a lot of great military products. And I can't say enough nice things about them. Again, not a paid endorser or sponsored, but again, I would approach them if you haven't already.
We'll have to chat them up. But
yeah.
I'd like to invite everybody that's over in the West Michigan area to come over to our fish fries. Enjoy some fish, meet a few of the guys. Different weeks, different guys will be around depending on our tournament schedule. And we're going to be hosting these fish fries. Pretty good deal, $10. Get a basket of fries and fish and some coleslaw.
What kind of fish are you throwing in the fryer there with your beer batter?
I think we're just going to use cod because, you know, in the state of Michigan, I can't go out and catch them and then sell them.
Right.
That's illegal. And to buy fire and raise bluegill, everybody's seen the price on that, and that's pretty out of there.
Yeah, it is.
We may slip some walleye in once in a while. But we're trying to raise money, so we got to stay a little economical on this. But the chef that's doing this stuff, he does fabulous stuff. And it'll be a great time to hang out, meet the guys, drink a few beers. You know, the boss wants to sell some beer while everybody's here.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. And believe me, I've had the beer, and it is quite good. And yes, I am a beer snob, just so everybody knows. I like my cheap stuff, too, don't get me wrong, but I do like my good craft beers, especially Michigan beers. And you can check out Schmoes in the Grand Rapids area. I know we're on in Grand Rapids, and we're on our podcast everywhere at wildmichiganradio.com. Chaz, we're going to hook your link up to our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Chaz's website, miiceguys.com. We wish you all the best in Finland, man, and good luck on the fundraisers. And if I can break away, I'm definitely going to get there for the food.
Be awesome to see you, bud.
All right, man. Chaz Thompson joining us here. We are going to talk to AquaView in a little bit later in the show, but keep it here. Appreciate you joining us. And also want to thank HHA Sports, number one, the Optimizer single pin archery sight technology. And you can find that at wildmichiganradio.com as well.
Nick Munch with Michael Waddell's Bone Collector, and you're listening to my main man, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, book knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale around here.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan, Duran Martinez in the studios of the Michigan Talk Network. Thanks so much to Chaz Thompson, and best of luck to Chaz Thompson and Chad Schaub and Steph Sissel and all those guys. Going over to Finland to fish in the World Ice Fishing Tournaments. And again, my good friend Mike Bodecker, a few years back, took the individual worlds, man, the gold medal. And the USA Ice Team has taken worlds in this event. And we would love to see, you know, a big turnout over there at Schmoes on these Friday night fish fries to help those guys out to get to Finland and get their gear to Finland. It's not going to be cheap, but If you did not know that there was a USA ice fishing team, believe me, there is, and they're tearing it up. But headed to Finland this time. And even I think when they did it in Rhineland or Wisconsin, for the Worlds, they didn't do great, but Chad Schaub again took a third, so in individuals. So again, very cool stuff. Now let's keep the protein thought going. Let's talk a little bit about food, and I've got Stephanie Rustem joining us here. She is from Gourmet Gone Wild, an interesting concept in the world of food when it comes to outdoor nutrition, the renewable, sustainable, and free-range world that we live in. You know, we don't label these things. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Duran.
We as hunters and anglers do not name, we've never called our food free-range until it was politically correct to say the words free-range. And we get a lot of grief for being hunters and anglers, but we put so much money into the resource. We put so much time and effort into management that people don't realize that. And this is a super healthy, local, and sustainable way to eat. And you guys are educating people on that.
That's right. So basically, Gourmet Gone Wild is an outreach program. And our goal is to kind of target those people that are not traditional hunters and anglers. So aiming at what are termed the millennials now, so the 20 to 40-year-olds, and those people, that generation that's kind of moved away from hunting and angling in recent years. So we basically provide wild fishing game appetizers. We bring them to an event, and we let people try all of our delicious food prepared by Chef Dan Nelson at Eagle Eye. And they really get to experience, you know, how to properly prepare wild fishing game. So he actually does a cooking demonstration of one of the appetizers that he's prepared so people understand how to make it themselves. And then we also talk about the importance of conservation in angling and hunting. So those are really our main parts of the Gourmet Gone Wild program.
Speak with Stephanie Rustem from Gourmet Gone Wild. Stephanie, people don't realize you know, first and foremost, how delicate wild game is to cook. My friend Chef Forrest Waldo, our friend Chef Dan Nelson, have taught me over the years, and believe me, I was guilty of this for a long time. Not that I ever disliked venison at any time, but my family, my parents, have a tendency to cook things to the point of being really cooked. You can't do that with wild game.
Right. There's a certain way, a certain technique of properly preparing wild fishing game. It's really, if you overcook it, it kind of becomes too gamey, and if you can't really, I suppose, undercook it. I suppose you could, but there's really a certain way to prepare wild fishing game, and Chef Dan does a really great job of explaining how to use those proteins for everyday people. So not only people that, you know, go out and harvest their own fishing game, but maybe people that get fishing game from friends, from family members. So trying to help people understand that wild fishing game is a great protein source and that it's also healthy, super healthy. It has lots of extra vitamins and minerals that you don't usually get with store-bought meat. In addition, it's hormone and antibiotic-free. It's also a local protein source, so you always know where it's coming from. And it's also sustainable, so hunters and anglers contribute the most to conservation. And through purchasing licenses and purchasing just their basic supplies. So all of those things are kind of the three main pillars, the three most important aspects of the Gourmet Gone Wild program.
Stephanie Rustem from Gourmet Gone Wild joining us here on Wild Michigan. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com, there is a link on the front page as to how you can get the Gourmet Gone Wild cookbook, which we will talk about a little bit later. But first, how do you go about saying to someone, you know, and I really don't like the term millennials. It's just me. It's a personal thing. We talked about labels in the previous segment. It's one of those that really kind of bugs me. But, you know, because I get this image of a snotty, whiny kid sitting in front of a computer or his video games. So I'm trying to break that stereotype out of my head. But to introduce somebody that has never really experienced wild game or just plain old freaks out at the fact that, oh my gosh, I'm eating deer or rabbit or squirrel or something. You have to break that image, and how do you do that?
That's a great question. So not only do we kind of just bring in the proteins, and so Chef Dan will bring in, you know, maybe a whole fish and show people how to properly fillet it and then how to properly prepare it on a grill. And we kind of talk about how there's a disconnect between people, you know, going to the supermarket, picking up something out of the meat aisle and then taking it home, not recognizing that that was actually also a living animal. So trying to help people recognize that even if you're picking something up from the grocery store, that it did originally come from something that was living. So helping them make that connection to where their food is coming from, which is goes back to the kind of the local food movement.
It does. You know, we are so disconnected when we go to the grocery store because it's prepackaged. And I've even seen the comments from people, you know, why kill something? Why don't you just be like everybody else, go to the store and get your meat where nothing was hurt?
Mm-hmm.
What? That animal was caged. You know, and I'm not downing farmers. Okay, don't get me wrong. But you know, it didn't live the free-range life that, you know, so many people embrace but don't realize that hunting, you have to take something out of the, you know, system to eat.
Exactly.
So, and I think that's very important. And when you label things, label the foods, okay? We are at a Safari Club International dinner the other night where I got to see you speak. Chef Dan Nelson had prepared goosadillas, which was awesome. We had the curried pheasant wontons and the rib meat venison sliders.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I found very interesting, and we'll talk about it a little in depth in the book, about the book, was where Chef Dan had taken the rib meat from the deer. Something so many people say, you know what, that's not worth messing. Don't worry about that. You know what? I've eaten it. It's worth messing with. You know, and this is what I'm really excited about Gourmet Gone Wild doing, to introduce people that, you know what, there is more to wild game than even hunters and anglers are seeing.
Right. That's exactly right. That you can really utilize the entire animal. So not only, you know, using the big pieces, maybe the back straps or larger chunks of the meat, but also using the bones and broth. You can use the hides for different things. So Chef Dan does a really great job, actually, in the Wild Gourmet Cookbook, which you mentioned, of showing how to properly process different types of game and how you can really utilize every single portion of an animal.
It, absolutely true. Stephanie Rustem is our guest. GourmetGoneWild.org is their website, and there is a link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. It's been up there for a while. We're going to keep it up there because it's pretty important. And you know, again, regarding the book, which we'll talk about in the next segment, there's a lot of things that, look, I've hunted and fished my whole life, and I'm going, gosh, I could have done that with that piece of meat or that part of the goose or whatever. You know, so it's just adding to your palate, if you will, of things to draw from.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. We're going to speak more with Stephanie Rustem here. GourmetGoneWild.org. A link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. Brought to you in part by Darton Archery, celebrating 65 years of quality archery products here on Wild Michigan.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez, joining you on the Michigan Talk Network. WildMichiganRadio.com is where you can find us. We've got links to some of our media friends there, so you can meet our regular guests, if you will, in the Meet the Experts section at WildMichiganRadio.com. And there's always something we're giving away on our Facebook page as well, if you would join us there, Facebook.com/WildMichigan. happy to hook you up. We've been giving away some tickets to the Outdoor-rama, which is coming up. We've got events on our page, like the Safari Club International Banquet coming up March 20th and 21st, the Pheasants Forever Chapter 467, the Ingham County Chapter. This is a big event, March 6th at Eagle Eye. They are going to be there. They've got like 50-some guns, 100-some guns they're going to give away. Lots of contests, lots of great food, all prepared by our friend Chef Dan Nelson, who has been the topic of conversation here with Stephanie Rustem from Gourmet Gone Wild. Stephanie, let me ask you, when I was at the Safari Club International dinner the other night, I saw you, and wild game was something that was not new to you either. Like myself, you grew up. This is what, you know, my dad went out deer hunting or pheasant hunting, and I went with him, and this is what we ate. And it wasn't a surprise. And when people would come over and like, what do you mean you're eating deer or this or that? What, don't you? No. Oh. So it's something you grew up with as well.
Yes. So my dad is an avid outdoorsman. He, you know, has gone all over the world hunting, fishing, and so my sister and I really, we grew up just surrounded by hunting and angling, and I think I went on my first fishing trip when I was about 18 months old, and I have, you know, in the picture, my little bag of Cheerios, and but it was really instilled in us from a young age that hunting and angling was just kind of a normal thing. You know, you go out, you shoot a deer, maybe a rabbit, you reel in a fish, and you eat it. And it probably wasn't until I was about 10 years old when I, like you mentioned, had some friends over for dinner, and they asked, you know, what's for dinner? And I think I said, oh, you know, we're going to have some rabbit sandwiches. And they gave me this look like, what? I'm not quite sure I heard what you said correctly. And so it was kind of at that moment where I realized that a lot of people do not participate in hunting or angling.
You know, they don't. And look, I grew up in Lansing, okay? I'm not sure where you grew up, but I grew up in Lansing. We've got a river that runs right through the middle of town. An awesome fishery for smallmouth. A great time for catching carp, man. You want to catch or release a fun fish, go down there and learn how to tight line on the river. You know, and people, you know what? People eat them too. It was brought over. It's technically an invasive species that was brought over from Europe as a food source and introduced into our fresh waters. We've always just kind of known they were there. We just think it's a feeder fish or whatever. But you know what? People eat them. And from what I understand, in Europe even, they're quite good. Can't tell you firsthand, but, you know, I know people that either they can it or they smoke it, and they swear by it. But people drive over the river every day and say, you know what? I'm not eating all that. Well, why? Well, it's dirty. No, it's not. It's a lot of loose sediment underneath that river. And Grand River is actually one of the cleanest rivers in the country. So, you know, you can't overlook the obvious sometimes. And if you've never been an angler, ask somebody to take you. They'll be more than happy to do it. And like you said, you know, when people give you that, I don't want to use that description, but that look, that really weird look, it's hard to explain sometimes, but when you do these outreach programs, what is the response that you're getting?
It's actually very positive. So when we take our Gourmet Gone Wild programs on the road or take them to a young professional group, we actually have a very positive response. So people try the wild, and everything's labeled, so they know what they're eating, but they're willing to give it a try, and they oftentimes recognize that it's quite tasty, and sometimes they become interested in maybe actually becoming hunters or anglers. So there's a second component of Gourmet Gone Wild where we actually head into the field. It's called Gourmet Gone Wilder, and we give people a chance to cast a rod or cast a reel and maybe try their hand at archery or shooting a firearm, to really give them hands-on experiences so that maybe they will eventually go out and purchase a license.
Now, Wild Gourmet, the cookbook that features some recipes from Chef Dan Nelson, is available, and you can get a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. I was very impressed not only by the actual book itself, the hardcover, the wonderful pictures in there, but how properly to, you know, fillet certain fish or the certain cuts of different wild game, rabbit, deer, turkey, all of these things explained when so many people, self included, have gone out, you know, I'm just going to breast out this goose and call it good, when Chef Dan had made these goosadillas with other types of meat from the bird. I'm like, gosh, I've been wasting this, and I feel bad because we mainly target the breast.
That's exactly right. So Chef Dan did a fantastic job of really laying out how to cut different types of wild game, as you mentioned. And I think having him from a chef perspective, he knows all of those different cuts that oftentimes people don't really know when they're hunting. They might, you know, as they're butchering their animal, they don't have the same knowledge as a chef. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that he's laid it out with the cuts as a chef would use them, and really breaks down how you can utilize the entire animal.
Yeah, and that's when we go back to the rib meat on deer. I remember the one and only time, I always let somebody else do this that really knows what they're doing now, process my own deer with my good friend Chuck. You know, I'm like, well, what about this rib meat? What about these ribs? He's like, ah, there's nothing really there. I'm like, dude, I will sit here and I will try and cut this meat out if I have to. Not really getting that I could braise it and do something with it. So, you know, I was convinced at that time that it's too much effort for very little meat. Well, guess what? I will be making sure that I make the extra effort because of what I've learned. And this book, Wild Gourmet, naturally healthy game, fish, and fowl recipes from everyday chefs. And, you know, Chef Dan, look, I've had access to Chef Dan for as long as I've been doing this show. And I'm very happy to see that we are able to see his work along with some other great chefs in this book, and it's accessible for us to keep learning.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's really nice to be able to share, as you mentioned, new knowledge and new information with people that are already hunters and anglers as well. So even though Gourmet Gone Wild really focuses on people that are not traditionally hunters or anglers, or maybe they were anglers, went fishing, you know, as kids, and then they just kind of lost touch with it. But this book is great for anyone from a novice, you know, all the way up to an advanced expert who's been doing it for 30 years. So,
well, I tell you what, I've got the book, and it comes with a couple of full color posters as well. So you can see cuts of meat, you know, again, something that a lot of people, look, you guys are going to laugh, guys and girls that are listening to the show, that you can, you know, process your own deer. I'm looking at that going, oh, that's where that part of the meat comes from. Ah, it all makes sense now. But if you don't do it every day, or you don't do it often enough, it kind of gets lost on you. And that's where I think these outreach programs with Gourmet Gone Wild are such a great idea to get new people involved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, having this position, having grown up with a father that's an avid outdoorsman. But I have friends now who actually just a month or two ago asked me how they could get involved with hunting and angling. And it was just one of those really interesting moments where, wow, I have this position and I can, you know, help introduce you to hunting and angling. And so it's been really interesting, really nice kind of seeing that there are people out there that are really interested in hunting and angling. They just don't necessarily know how to get involved, and Gourmet Gone Wild is one way to help introduce people and draw them into this community.
I agree. GourmetGoneWild.org. You can find that link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. Stephanie Rustem has been our guest here. Hold on the line, Stephanie. I will talk to you off air as well, but thank you again for joining us. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this is going to be, you can check this out on the podcast if anybody missed any of this information or any part of this show. WildMichiganRadio.com podcasts are there. You can pick them up for absolutely free. Always thankful for all of our affiliates here on the Michigan Talk Network. More coming up. We're going to talk about AquaView, the new BioLume, coming up in the next segment. Plus, Dan Black, the man who took a very questionable coyote. People thought this was a wolf. Created a lot of buzz on the internet. We've got the real story coming up next here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.